Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We are making our way through the book of Revelation, and we're promised a blessing when we read it. Today, I am reading from Revelation chapter 14 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him a number, 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of a great thunder. The sound which I heard was like that of harpists playing on their harps. They sing a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except the 144,000, those who had been redeemed on the earth, out of the earth. These are those who are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed by Jesus from among men, the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. In their mouth was found no lie, for they are blameless. I saw an angel flying in mid-heaven, having an eternal good news to proclaim to those who dwell on the earth and to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said with a loud voice, "Fear the Lord and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the springs of waters." Another, a second angel, followed, saying, "Babylon the Great has fallen, which has made all the nations to drink of the wine of the wrath of her sexual immorality." Another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a great voice, "If anyone worships the beast in his image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he also will drink the wine of the wrath of God, which is prepared unmixed in the cup of his anger. He will be tormented with fire and sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. The smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest, day and night, those who worship the beast in his image and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the perseverance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their works follow with them. I looked and saw a white cloud, and on the cloud one sitting like a son of man, having on his head a golden crown and in his hand a sharp sickle. Another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, send your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. He who sat on the cloud thrust his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven. He also had a sharp sickle. Another angel came out from the altar, he who has power over fire, and he called with a great voice to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, send your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for the earth's grapes are fully ripe. The angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vintage of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. The winepress was trodden outside of the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even to the bridles of the horses, as far as 1,600 stadia. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, the thing that I'm really resting in here is the word rest. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their works follow with them. What a beautiful promise. There will be a day, a Sabbath for the rest of eternity, and we can stop from all of our labors and our work and our futility and all of that. And all of the works that we have done on this earth are going to follow us. They are credited to us. And so, Lord, thank you for that. Every little prayer we pray, every small act of kindness that we do, it follows us into eternity. Help us to rest in that today. And Lord, thank you that there will be a harvest. And we pray, of course, that our hearts would be with you in that harvest, that we would be part of your great those who worship you before the throne day and night. Lord, we're going to see as we continue through the book of Revelation, just everything being made right. And we long for those days, Lord, when everything feels broken and crooked and evil. Lord, we rest in knowing that your goodness is going to follow, that you are going to establish your kingdom on this earth, and that we're a part of establishing it right now. And so open our eyes today to opportunities to spread the good news of your kingdom throughout our homes, our schools, our cities, our churches, And Lord, help us not to shrink back from doing good, because in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. And so, Lord, we give you our weariness. We ask you to carry every single burden. And we thank you that there will be a divine rest at the end of all this. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm hoping that this podcast has been instructive and also encouraging. And so if it has been either of those things, would you pass this on to a friend, someone who maybe needs to know that they're being prayed for? It just breaks my heart to know that there are some people out there in the world that they believe no one is praying for them, but I want to pray for them. So send this on their way, and I pray it'll be a blessing to both you and to them.